At this hour in news, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden trying to reassure worried Democrats after his extremely lackluster debate appearance. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A day after delivering what even many Democrats said was a disastrous debate performance, the president acknowledged it wasn't his best moment. He told a crowd of supporters that he's not a young man anymore.
I don't debate as well as I used to, but I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
That was a reference to Donald Trump's multiple false or questionable claims at Thursday's debate. With some Democrats worried about Biden on the ticket, the president said he's getting back up after getting knocked down. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the last 10 days of June, the pace has quickened at the Supreme Court as jurists reaching a wide swath of American society and decisions on abortion, guns, the environment, health, securities fraud, and much more. Also at SRNNews.com, NASA crew members are being delayed at the space station.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there is no rush to bring the astronauts home, and more tests on the ground would be done first. Ron Taylor reporting.
A former lab manager at Northeastern University convicted of staging a hoax explosion at the Boston campus, then lying about it to federal agents. Jason Duhame convicted on three counts. He now faces 5 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November elections to boost President Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business says it will initially target 8 states, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Also to be helped, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Montana, and New York. This is SRN News. Kansas says they want them. Missouri says not so fast. We're not giving up on the two pro sports teams.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he expects the state to put together an aid plan by the end of the year to try to keep the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals in Missouri. Parson said Missouri's plan likely would require legislative approval, but he doesn't anticipate calling lawmakers into a special session before his term ends in January. Missouri is seeking to counter Kansas, which approved a plan last week to try to lure the teams across the state line with bonds that would finance up to 70% of the cost of new stadiums. John Scott reporting.
Lackluster day on Wall Street Friday, ending the week on a down note. The Dow lost 45 points, S&P 500 down 22, NASDAQ was off 126, oil fell 20 cents on the day. More details at SRNNews.com.